Hey everybody, welcome to episode 26 of Tuesdays with Perry. So today with Perry, we're going to be discussing Fox News' contributor and host Giano Caldwell, who was kicked out of a Miami restaurant because his political views didn't align with the restaurant owner. Also, we'll be talking about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' Teachers' Bill of Rights that he's proposing. And also, Governor Ron DeSantis will be honored in Philadelphia by the Union League. He'll be receiving a gold medal there, first posthumously awarded to Abraham Lincoln in 1979. And then if we have time, we'll talk a little bit about the Atlanta riots that revolved around a police training center there, and that one Democratic lawmaker, her child was arresting for protesting that same training center in Boston and assaulted a police officer. So we'll see if we can't get into that as well. So let's see if we can't get Perry on the line. Perry, great to talk to you, my brother. How are things going down there in sunny Florida?
You know, it's just a broken record. Every time you call me for some reason, it's just a picture-perfect winter day here in sunny, free Florida. Rudy, it's just, it was 75, 76 degrees today. Slight dry breeze in the air. Just watching the palm fronds of the palm trees moving back and forth. It's just gorgeous.
I'm envious, I think, more for your freedoms down there than for the weather, but I like warm weather too. So let's get right into it, if you don't mind. I don't know if you heard that Fox News host Giano Caldwell, if you even know who he is he's a black man. And he was kicked out of a certain restaurant in North Miami called Paradis Books and Bread. And the owner said because his political views didn't align, so he was asked to leave the restaurant. And what Giano Caldwell said is discrimination, and he called it New Jim Crow. Do you have any comments on that? And it is in your state, Florida there. You said Miami's pretty liberal, but I didn't realize it was this liberal.
Yeah. First of all, like most major metropolitan areas, and one need look no farther than the rotten apple that both of us know so well. Yeah, it is liberal bastion. Number one for the state of Florida. Am I surprised? Nah. Tell you why. Liberals are anything but liberal when it comes to being willing to listen to, not necessarily accept or agree with, but when it comes to just simply listening to the opposing political point of view, they are anything but what they claim to be. And so I'm not surprised by this at all. I think, well, first of all, I happen to deeply admire this young man. Most people don't know just how difficult it is for a black person to not only admit, but proudly state publicly they are conservative, because they get called a traitor, an Oreo. There are other names that are used that are quite disparaging that I won't use today by their own brethren in the measure of melanin in the skin. And so I think when he makes the point of going to say, you know, this is Jim Crow 2.0, no, it had more to do with the fact she, this liberal so-called owner of this bookstore slash coffee shop, she's like all her liberal friends. There is no place in society for someone who thinks other than me to be heard. And so I think what he should have done is he should have said, well, number one, this was a private conversation. You butted in. You had no business to butt in. It is a free country. It is a free state. I can say, do, and think whatever I please, providing I am not bringing pain and suffering to another person. So you want me to leave? That's fine. You know who I am. I've already told you that I authored this book, which of course is not in your shop. So guess what? I'm going to make it a point to let people know just what kind of a bigot you are. You're bigoted towards black people who don't think like the rest who remain on your plantation.
Indeed.
And summarily just gotten up and walked out without paying the bill, but walking over and paying a double tip to whoever it was that was taking care of he and his group.
Yeah.
And that would have been the end of it.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he did leave a tip for the server. But he probably won't be going back there. So I want to move on to the next story here from the Orlando Sentinel. Your governor, Ron DeSantis, targets unions, school boards with teachers' Bill of Rights. And I'm just going to read a little bit into it. He said that it would give the teachers the go-ahead to oppose their school boards if they believe their policies were against the law. He also proposed banning teachers' unions from automatically deducting dues from paychecks, imposing stricter term limits on school board members, and changing the state constitution to allow school board candidates to reveal their political parties in what are now nonpartisan races. So what are your comments? He's on the march again, your governor, Ron DeSantis, making sure that parents have a say into how their children are educated in Florida.
Well, there are several points to be made on what you just talked about. So let's start with the last first. It is shocking how in of all states, free Florida, we have what I would consider countywide elected positions where, and especially when it comes to school board, we don't know the political affiliation of the person running for that particular office. And it is sad. Excuse me. It is sad, but it is a corrective measure that's long overdue. As far as giving teachers this so-called Bill of Rights, my only word of caution to the governor is that's a double-edged sword, because there are a lot of teachers that are of the far left persuasion who do not want to teach American history. And so they can make the argument that whatever the school board or their administration within that school has said they have to perform as an educator with regard to American history, they can then use that argument, the Teachers' Bill of Rights, to say, no, I consider that an illegal act, and therefore I don't have to accept it. And then now we're getting into a whole nother ball of wax. So, but my point is, it's a two-edged sword. And most teachers, better than 60-70% of them in government education, notice I don't say public, because there's nothing public about the public school system in the nation. Okay, that's the reason why you have all these parents groups rising up in great anger, because they are finally finding out what their children are being indoctrinated with. And so when you do this, you're hoping that those that you're giving such latitude to are going to do the right thing. I think it's a gamble. I understand why he wants to do it. I support the theory. I don't know if I'll support the outcome, but we'll see. Right. And then, of course, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rudy.
No, I agree with you. I think that he's doing a couple things here. He's checking the union itself, which I think is a big deal. But he's also giving a pry bar to the parents that if they want to. I think we lost them. Let's see if we can't get them back. If we can't get, let's see if we can get them back.
I guess the communication gods didn't like what you and I were just talking
about.
Yeah,
they don't like. I brought up unions and click, it went off. well, because the teachers' unions are very strong, but it also give parents a pry bar to look into what is being taught. And to give cover for any dissenting teachers who want to go against the powerful unions. I think that's the biggest thing there.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I like that. And I like the fact that one of the other things he's doing with this teacher's bill of rights is that he is giving teachers the long overdue freedom to decide whether or not they want to support with their own earnings the direction that the teachers' unions want education taught as in the state of Florida. I think that alone needs to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing with term limits and being able to identify for a political party, those are political things, which I think are great. I don't know what the term limits are for school board there, but it's probably... there's a differential there between municipalities, but I want to go on to the next story now. In Philadelphia, the union league there is planning to give your governor a gold medal. And so the union league, people aren't familiar. There are probably people that are listening that aren't familiar with the Northeast, that we have something called the DAR, which is the Daughters of the American Revolution. And right. it's a patriot organization that believes in, the foundations the foundations of this country, of America. So the Union League is a similar, organization. I don't want to go into it. I think it was formed by the Copper Beachers, which were a patriot organization before that. So they started in 79 by giving the gold medal posthumously to Abraham Lincoln, but they also awarded people like George W. Bush. Not that I would agree with that, but it's a free organization to do so. But the story is not that DeSantis is receiving this medal, but that 100 members of the organization itself, the Union League in Philadelphia, are protesting this award to Ron DeSantis because apparently he's a fascist or he's Hitler or some sort of alien. And also being protested by many online and other people as well. Newsweek is reporting, says it's sparking anger that this is wrong. I'll go into a quote here. The move has drawn backlash. It lacks educational value and is contrary to Florida law. And this is advancement placement of African American history. So also the local chapter of the NAACP is protesting. I don't know what about. So
does it really matter?
Yeah, you want to weigh in on this, Perry?
well, look, what I find most interesting is that you have 100 members of this once proud and patriotic institution going on record and saying that my governor is a fascist. Well, if that's the case and you really think that, then why are you a member of an organization that believes in the founding documents of this country? Because all Ron DeSantis is doing is following the law, both the federal and the state constitutions. So if that makes him a fascist, well then, perhaps the revolution that you are trying to bring upon this country is well in need.
Yeah.
So as far as these people go, I think personally, as has
That's the second time we lost him today. I think he's got a bad connection on. Obviously, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis isn't a fascist. His biggest thing was the Don't Say Gay bill that actually didn't.
Today.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening there. I was just going off about the Don't Say Gay bill that actually didn't say Don't Say Gay. And the other things, as you mentioned, that your governor was a proponent for were just things that were based in Florida law. And that, he's being a steward for his constituents. He got elected to do certain things, and he's doing certain things, and he's not doing anything outside of the law, and he's not doing anything, as they claim, as being racist or fundamentally egregious or nefarious, certainly. So you got any more other comments about the Union League? You were talking about the 100 dissenters there who didn't want him to receive this gold medal for one reason or another.
Right. So I say, let's go to the source. You have 100 people that have supposedly gone on record as members in good standing of this once proud institution. Why aren't we having them interviewed? Okay. You're a member. You've been a member. You remain a member. You don't support anything supposedly that this man is doing in his state. So there's a conflict here. Can you tell us why that conflict exists? And I think what we would find out is these are nothing more than plants. And this has been happening a lot, not only in service organizations such as this, but also, I mean, look what happened to the Ronald Reagan library. Look at the infiltration of people who are now on the board of trustees who are anything but Reaganites.
Right. So you're saying that these people aren't patriots, 100 or so members of the Union League aren't really patriotic at all, and they're just infiltrated to make it more leftist.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Their whole purpose is to push. It's no different than what happens in corporate America. Walmart was always in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, until Hildebeest was put on the board. They were always considered a conservative-based corporation. Now, they've become politically correct. Well, how did that happen? It didn't happen overnight, nor has it happened, I believe, with very little to go on right now, nor has it happened overnight to this organization. I just think that's why you have these 100 members. Of the 100 what percentage do the 100 members make up of the whole membership of the Union League?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, are there 10,000? Are there a million?
Yeah.
Are there 500? 200? How many?
Yeah, who knows?
We don't know.
Yeah, it's because, right, go ahead.
I was going to say, because that's what's become of journalism today.
Yeah. You don't get a context. Yeah, I was talking about that today. They're saying this is out of context. They took something out of Hunter Biden's laptop and they reported it out of context. And I'm like, at least they're reporting on the laptop. You guys haven't reported at all on the laptop, most of the media. So I want to move on to the Atlanta riot really quickly. So Fox News is reporting 2 Atlanta riot suspects granted bond, 4 others denied after domestic terrorism charges. And if you saw a picture of these, white privileged people, and then they go on to report Fox News, Atlanta anti-police riot suspects reportedly liberal kids from wealthy backgrounds. And I just want to cap it off with Democratic representative from Massachusetts, Catherine Clark's daughter/son was arraigned in Boston court on assault charges. So apparently she was also protesting the building of a police training center in Georgia that kicked off this whole thing. Apparently there were people out in the Decatur Woods that were protesting the groundbreaking. And one of these, I don't want to call him Antifa, but one of these anarchists shot at police and the police shot back and killed him. And that's what then the protest erupted in downtown Atlanta, where buildings, cop cars were burned and buildings were vandalized, you know, windows broken and such. And also, I guess there was a protest going on in Boston where the daughter of this Democratic representative, Riley Dowell, 23, was allegedly vandalizing a bandstand on the Boston Common Saturday with anti-police slogans spray painted on No Cop City, referring to the training center in Atlanta, and ACAB, an acronym for All Cops Are Bastards. And then she flailed her arms and hit an officer trying to arrest her and bloodied his nose and mouth. And so now she's arraigned on assault charges. And so that goes along with the Fox News characterizing this as liberal kids from wealthy backgrounds. So do you have a quick comment, maybe a 2-minute comment on the anti-police riots in Atlanta and this whole dust up? And well, as Marjorie Taylor Greene said, is that she wants Antifa she wants them deemed as a terrorist organization. Terrorism charges have been brought. So she is sort of getting her way. I hate to break it to Marjorie Taylor Greene, though, that Antifa is, you know, they're not a lot of card-carrying members. So trying to, you know, it's all a loose anarchist organization. They can organize and they can coordinate, certainly, because most of the protesters in Atlanta were from out of town. So right. What do you think of this whole more anarchists? It seemed to be aided or at least coaxed on by the Democratic Party. They are actually the contemporary brown shirts for the Democratic Party.
Well, you just stole my thunder. That's exactly what I was going to say. again, just to go back in history, 90 years ago, almost 90 years ago, that's exactly what the brown shirts were for the Nazi Party. They were the ones that's what Kristallnacht was all about and everything else. It wasn't the party members who did the burning of Jewish shopkeepers and the burning and damaging of Jewish buildings. No. It was the brown shirts. And they were basically held at an arm's length. They're not connected to us. And this is exactly what is history repeating itself once again. And this is something that I was made aware of a decade ago, long before Trump even thought about running for president. This is exactly what I started to see happening. This is the reason why I moved my family out of society and into the woods, because although this is not per se what's happening in the state of Florida, we're one election away from it becoming reality in the state of Florida. And you would be shocked by how many people like me are now living in the woods. And I'm not talking about people driving 1969 Novas. I'm talking about people driving Cadillacs.
Yeah.
They've had enough and they've checked out. And it's because of the brown shirts around the country who are nothing more than the mob. Armed, by the way, let's not leave out the fact they are armed.
Yep.
You don't have to have a gun to be armed. No. They are the armed militia of the Democrat Party.
Yep.
And if I had the opportunity to say it to any Democrat's face, I would say it, and I would be quite emphatic about it. And well, here's the proof.
Yeah, and the fact is Obama alluded to this when he said we need a civilian force just as strong as our military, and people thought, oh, wasn't that interesting? Well, he wasn't talking about what people thought he was talking about, guardian angels right. or whatever. He was talking about political mobs, political thugs going around correct. And bullying people. And that's the whole thing with the Democrats is projection. They always say the Republicans are doing what, in fact, they are doing. And the whole thing with, OFA, it was Obama for America, then it was Organizing for America. And people mm-hmm. don't know the intricacies of OFA and what exactly they were organizing. It was more political organizing than you think. And we all know, too, is that Antifa was present. Or these same anarchists that can organize and coordinate were at January 6th, and that did some of the damage to the Capitol. And a lot of them were dressed up as Trump supporters, as we have video showing them changing from their black block into their Trump gear. But some of them didn't change out of their black block because they're proud anarchists. So
that's right. And let's go one step further than the point you just made. Going back to J6, how many of those Antifas actually are still sitting in jail waiting for arraignment? They haven't even, and there's still a half a dozen people.
Oh, yeah.
We have now entered the third year of this administration, and yet these people who did nothing wrong legally, did nothing wrong, because if they did, they would have been charged, Rudy.
Yep.
Did nothing wrong except support the wrong side.
Yeah.
And they are still rotting in a disgusting jail cell in Washington, D.C.,
right.
And no one seems to care.
Right.
Yet the Antifa mobs are allowed to do all kinds of billions of dollars worth of destruction of both public and private property, and we never hear a thing about it.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's your evidence.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is that most of the crimes out of all the hundreds of people charged in the Capitol riot, most of the charges are menial, misdemeanor, trespassing. I mean,
right.
That's the majority of charges. And then they try to hit the Oath Keepers with a seditious conspiracy and all these things. And there was never a plan to overthrow the U.S. government. There was never a plan to stop the process, because the process actually was benefiting us, because it was actually the government was going to take a closer look at the certification and whether it was deemed legitimate, because they wanted to take a closer look at the voting and the ballots and such. And so everybody who was adept politically at what was going on knew what was happening there, and there was a lot of at stake. And so breaking in the Capitol was a mistake. And that's why it was initiated by a lot of Antifa folks. And the fact is, it's political. Man, it's wrong to put these people in jail for misdemeanor charges when you have people in municipalities and other places that aren't getting charged for shootings and aren't being held for shootings. And like you said, these folks are being held in jail for these misdemeanor crimes, whether it was at the Capitol or not. So,
well, you know, you keep saying they're being held in jail for these misdemeanor crimes. They haven't been charged.
Yeah. So some of them haven't been charged yet.
Right. So all of this has gone on now for more than 2 years, and yet you have these actual criminals that are allowed to commit terror, and nothing is done about it.
Yeah.
Well, you look at what they're arguing about. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about the same things office holders in the Democrat Party, whether federal, state, or local, are in fact arguing about. So who are they supporting?
Yeah.
It's not hard to connect the dots if you're willing to come to this with an open mind.
Yeah, of course. And you look at Kamala Harris was supporting them, funding them getting bail and getting bailed out of jail. The fact is that it's political persecution if you're targeting one side and putting people in jail for menial crimes. I'm not saying if people assaulted somebody or if people broke into or did vandalism, but still, most vandalism is a misdemeanor anyway. Hey, Perry, man, we got to leave it there for now. We're already, I think, at 45 minutes or close to.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're gonna stop it there for now. We'll pick up on it next week. We'll see what happens with all these subjects with your governor and what happens with these kids charged with domestic terrorism.
Exactly. Sounds like a plan there, Rudy. You have a great week. Try and stay warm. And we'll talk again.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Take care, buddy.
All right. See ya. I don't know. I don't know. It's political persecution, what's happening in January 6th. It wasn't a big deal. And until we know the government's full involvement into what happened, and what part did Ray Epps play? Who planted the pipe bombs at the Democrat and Republican headquarters in D.C.? Until we see the 1,400 hours of unseen footage from January 6th, we're really not going to know. So the only bright spot is that some of these anarchists will be charged with domestic terrorism. That's a good thing. So we'll see. All right, episode 26, Tuesdays with Perry. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace out.